Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacey Martindale, French and History graduate from the University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus. On this day, December 9, 1951, The Advocate reported the occurrence of a massive landslide in the rugged Scotland district of Barbados. The region, representing one-seventh of Barbados, had long been affected by landslides, with major damage being reported in 1901, when the Boscobel village was destroyed. On this day, however, the St. Joseph district of Foster Hall lost 220 feet of road when the passage leading to Newcastle gave way. The large section of the road was carried away into a gully leading to Foster Hall Plantation, taking with it a guard wall and pipeline. It was not until a bulldozer was brought from Joes River to remove the mold and rocks that the road was made clear. Not surprisingly, the loss of the pipeline resulted in widespread water shortage, with households from Foster Hall to Morgan Lewis in St. Andrew being affected. To assist the residents, water was delivered using trucks from the Waterworks Department. Meanwhile, one worker underscored the extent of the damage, noting that the pipeline had been repaired, but broke again, and they were working tirelessly to rectify the issue. In October 2021, at the height of the wet season, a ruptured 10-inch pipeline at Cattle Wash caused widespread water outages in Cambridge, Sarkhole, Belplaine, Kane Garden, St. Simons, Walkers, and Morgan Lewis. It is likely that the clay-like soil of the eastern parishes, coupled with settled rainwater, may have been responsible for the land slippage. In fact, during that same week in 1951, the road at Haggett St. Andrew, also in the east, was left impassable when a section of the road caved in. This constant land slippage has affected villages and plantations since 1951, causing dislocation and abandonment. The massive landslide at Foster Hall St. Joseph, reported on this day, December 9, 1951, bears testament to the vulnerability of the area. However, the restorative work of the Soil Conservation Unit continues to preserve the scenic Scotland district as a must-see for visitors to the island.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus.